Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm too sexy to have male friends. Dear Stephen Shirley, I have a problem with how men see me. I was married for 25 years and I got divorced 3 years ago and decided to move to another state for a clean slate. I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now. I want to enjoy being single a while, but I would like male companionship occasionally. So here is my problem. I look younger than I am, and apparently I ooze sexiness no matter how I'm dressed or if I have on makeup or not. When I meet a man, all he does is compliment me on how I look and how sexy I am. I'm an all-natural woman from my hair to my breasts and to my behind. Every man I meet in person or online is only interested in seeing me naked. There is always an innuendo about my body or my lips or the way I walk. I feel like a fantasy more so than a woman. Men don't take me seriously, and I'm not used to this treatment. When I was married, men seemed more interested in what I had to say. To me, I am average looking and I have a few flaws, but I am funny, smart, and loyal. Everyone who knows me knows that I'm not a wild woman that seeks attention from men. I don't know how I can turn this sexy vibe off, but trying to find companionship has been a disappointment. Do people not start out as friends anymore? What can I do to get a man to see past my sexiness and pay attention to the entire package? Wow, what a problem to have.
We're going to send this picture, though. We're going to get this picture sent to him.
What a problem to have, all sexy and stuff. I mean, well, you know, men are visual. Yes, they are. But the stuff you describe in the letter, all this sexual stuff, these things they're pointing your way, I think it's uncalled for, okay? It sounds like you're an attractive woman, you're sexy, you're well put together, you're confident, but you just keep running into some real losers, I guess, at this point, people that you're not interested in. And what you want is a nice gentleman to take you out to dinner, just to, you know, maybe go to the movies and stuff like that. So I just think you need to change your game up, you know, online, maybe go to, because you say these guys online only want to see you naked, and the guys you meet only want to see you naked. I'm not one to blame the woman for what she has on or anything like that, but you did mention your butt and your breasts and all of that. So what are you wearing? I'm not blaming you. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what are you wearing? Are you wearing, what are you wearing? I just want to know. But anyway, you can be sexy, you can be attractive, you can be all those things. I just think this caliber of men that you're attracting, you probably need to go to other places. Go to places where you can meet different types of men. That's what I'm saying. If you have girlfriends, check out your girlfriends. See where they're going to meet a different class of men. I think that's what the issue is here, especially this online dating site you're on. So talk to your friends, your female friends, things like that, and even your male friends, because you want to meet some classier guys, more gentlemen. So you need to get in a group that where gentlemen are, basically. Steve?
Well, this letter is a bit confusing because I agree mm-hmm. with a it lot is. Of what you were saying, Shirley, but you know, when I read this letter, I'm too sexy to have male friends. Now, this woman has a problem with how men see her. She told us that she was married for 25 years, divorced 3 years ago, decided to move to another state for a clean slate. When you get a divorce and move out the state for a clean slate, it's because everybody knew y'all was married. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew him or something. Y'all was popular. People don't get a divorce and move out of state normally. So I'm assuming you were in the spotlight or something to that effect. And you maybe the word got out about your divorce. Maybe that was some embarrassing things, and you just wanted to start, which is a good move. Now, I'm not looking for a serious relationship right now, so I want to enjoy being single for a while. This is the key in this whole letter. You're not looking for a serious relationship, and you want to enjoy being single. Well, if you're not looking for a serious relationship, how can you attract a serious relationship? And if you want to enjoy being single, welcome to the single world. Because this is what it is now. But here's my problem. I look younger than I am, and apparently I ooze sexiness no matter how I'm dressed, or no matter how I'm dressed or I have makeup on or not. When I meet a man, all he does is compliment me on how sexy I am. I'm an all-natural woman from my hair to my breast to my behind. Mm. She said, I ooze sexiness.
Yep, she did. She did.
Yeah.
You can't turn off sexy. Hell, I can't.
Come on now.
Come on.
I've been struggling with this problem, girl. But that's where you
at. Wait,
you
know, hold on. What, you did you hear your nephew?
What did he say, Shirley?
Nothing. Go ahead. Go ahead. No.
Hey, Shirley.
He said you can't turn it off. He said me either.
Me either. We're confident, too.
I know, but.
He didn't mean it. I know he didn't mean that.
It just came out. I'm sorry.
I just needed, that's what you said. No way in hell he could have meant that. Thank you, Shirley. Yeah, we'll be back with what the rest of I think I did.
Okay. Come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I'm too sexy to have male friends.
Well, as far as we got was, this woman been married 25 years, got a divorce, and she just got a problem with how men see her. She moved to another state. She's not looking for a serious relationship right now, and I want to enjoy being single for a while. Well, this whole letter does just that. You don't want a serious relationship now, and you want to enjoy being single. Well, this whole letter is giving you that. See, ma'am, you can't want one thing, then when you get it, then don't want it. So here's the problem. I look younger than I am, apparently ooze sexiness no matter how I'm dressed or if I have on makeup or not. When I meet a man, all he does is compliment me on how I look and how sexy I am. I'm an all-natural woman from my hair to my breast to my behind. Every man I meet in person or online is only interested in seeing me naked. Let's stop right there. Every man you meet online or in person is only interested in seeing you naked. Now, I'm like, Shirley, what do you have on? Now, listen to me. It don't take much. I'll give it to you. Look, men, we can be oh so ignorant at times. Yeah. I got it. So I'm not blaming you for what you wear, but you're attracting the same comments over and over and over. If you're attracting the same comments all the time, I want to see you naked. You know, yeah. Then what you got on that's damn near got you naked? See, something is happening, ma'am, and exactly. I don't know what it is, but I want you to think about this. Then you say, as every man I meet online, there's always an innuendo about my body or my lips or the way I walk. Now, if you online and somebody got something to say about your body or the way you walk, it's because that's what you posted.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man, but that's just all to it. Now, I feel like a fantasy more than a woman. What?
Wow.
Wow, that's a pretty cool problem to have.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Men don't take me seriously, and I'm not used to this treatment. When I was married, men seemed more interested in what I had to say because they knew they couldn't get to you. To me, I'm average looking. Okay, stop that. That's a way to try to back it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But if you was average looking, you'd be getting average ass requests. And I have a few flaws. Yeah, we don't see them. But I'm funny, smart, and loyal. Everyone who knows me knows that I'm not a wild woman. That's probably true. That seeks attention from men. I don't know how I can turn this sexy vibe off.
Mm.
But now, see, listen to me. You don't seek the attention of men, but you keep getting it. Now, if you online and they only want to see your neck and they always complimenting the way you walk, I want to see your neck and all this here, right here, right here. Somebody is attracting the same thing because you're exuding the same thing. See, this sexiness that just oozes out you.
That
just oozes out you. It just oozes out of me. You know, honey draw flies. But then so do sugar honey iced tea.
Ooh.
Now you got to make up your mind. Because you could do something about this. But if you saying you're not interested in a serious relationship, then guess what? Nobody's going to treat you seriously. If you say you just want to enjoy the single life, this is what single life is. Now, they're hitting on people. They're hooking up on apps. They're hooking up online. See, you've requested this in your letter. I don't want no serious relationship. Ain't nobody trying to give you one. They just want to see you naked. You just said you ain't want no serious relationship. See, words are very powerful. I think people lose the sight of how powerful words are. Stop saying things, and then when it comes back to you, you mad because you got it. I'm not looking for a serious relationship. Ain't nobody offering none. I just want to enjoy the single life. This what they doing now. They hooking up on Tinder. They sexting on online apps. That's what you asked for. How can I turn this sexy vibe off? Why don't you change your request? Why don't you change your ambition? Now, if you don't want to be in a relationship right now, I can understand that. Then don't get in relationship situations. You sitting down across dinner from a man, he gonna have, so he gonna want some kind of relationship now. So if you tired of being married and tied up for 25, just go do you for a while. But you done invited all these men in because you want to have some fun and all this here. It's 25 years later, baby. Fun done change. What can
different.
I do to get a man to see past my sexiness and pay attention to the entire package? Tell these men that they can only get, that you're only interested in a package. Quit going on these meaningless ass dates. Meaningless dates is going to result in meaningless results.
Yep.
I don't know how else to say it to you, sister.
All right, Steve, we get it. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM and on Instagram and Facebook. Don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.